Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Joining us today on Let's Talk About It, it is that time of the month that we have Amy Walters, Facilities Manager at the Two Rivers Activity Center, also known as TRAC, join us. And Amy, welcome back to our show.
Thanks for having me again.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for stopping by. So when we say track, no, we're talking about the Two Rivers Activity Center. I just get so used to calling it track.
Yep, and that's
what everybody else calls it. But Amy, we're going to get up to speed with all the latest happenings. We're heading into the fall season. So there's a lot of focus on back to school and getting back to those regular hours for track.
Right. Yep. So as with, I think, most folks in the community, we see a bit of a transition in usage and programming based upon that school calendar. So especially in our learning center. So we are looking at, transitioning from our summer programming now into our school year programming. So Monday the 19th, we will have an open house, get our families in there, see the classroom, see what we have coming up for the next year, for any new families, get a chance to meet their teacher, those types of things. Right. So looking forward to another great school year of learning and fun and activity, all of that.
For sure. Absolutely. The Learning Center, of course, great way to learn more about that. If you have questions about it as well or are considering it, that open house on the 19th, like Amy said. And now also the pool is going to be closed because back to school maybe won't be used as much, but a good time to do some of that needed maintenance.
Right. Yep. Yep. So, that annual shutdown time where we drain the pool, we do our major cleaning and maintenance on equipment. So we held off until we were back in the school year but it's still nice enough outside that folks can still have that opportunity to be outside. And so that is scheduled for the last week of August, the 26th, starting the 26th. So we'll run our normal pool hours through the 25th, and then we'll be closed the 26th, and then looking to reopen with our regular hours starting on the 2nd of September, so after Labor Day.
Right. And speaking of Labor Day, close that day as well.
Right. Yep. So we will be closed for the Labor Day holiday. And then as we reopen on Tuesday, it marks our anniversary. So, that's always a fun time for us. But then we'll also be transitioning back to what we'll call our regular hours. So 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday and Sundays noon to 8.
Perfect. Very good. So keep that in mind. Once Labor Day rolls around, a lot of changes, but it's still track will be there. They'll be doing what they do. Amy Walters, Facilities Manager, joining us right now on Let's Talk About It at the Two Rivers Activity Center. But with the back to school, there's a lot of excitement, a lot of things that are going on. There's some events that we're going to be talking about. But we want people to make sure they stop by and see you at the block party, which is coming up in 2 weeks.
Right. Yep. So the UJ block party, is just such a great community event. Mm-hmm. And really appreciate the university for coordinating that every year. It just gives us a really great opportunity to get down and maybe meet some people that haven't gotten a chance to come up and see us at track yet. We will be there with all sorts of fun activities and giveaways and prizes. So make sure you stop down and see us. We're really excited to have the opportunity at that time to reveal our community bike fleet.
This is really awesome. People got to listen up for this because this is really cool.
Yep. And we'll do some more promotion. It's actually a project in partnership with the local Rotary Club in Jamestown. So through some funding, significant funding through Rotary, Cavendish Farms, and Jamestown Community Foundation, we've been able to secure an enclosed trailer, outfit it with 30 plus hybrid bicycles, which people ask me all the time, well, what's a hybrid bicycle? Well, it's one that's, unisex. You can size it to adjustable heights and all of those things. And essentially then it's going to be free to the community. Everyone always asks, no, you don't need to be a track member. You come into track just because that's where we will have the bikes available, and you can check out, one bike, or you could actually make reservations for the entire trailer and take the fleet. So, a scout group was looking to do something, they could pull the trailer out and use it for that activity. Yeah. Maybe a physical education teacher wants to have a bicycling unit. They could have the fleet at their school for a 2-week time period. So the trailer itself has the bikes in it, as well as helmets and all the safety equipment. And it's also outfitted with a repair station. Wow. So we've got all the tools and mounts and things like that to do the repair and maintenance on the bikes.
Super awesome. Very, very nice thing to have in our community. And like you said, too, you don't, it doesn't have to be a big organization. You have family in town. You want 4 or 5 bikes. You just have to come to track.
Right. Yep. You know, kind of a classic example. And we see this a lot at track. Grandparents have grandkids in town. Yeah. And oh, my gosh, what are we going to do to keep everyone busy and make sure they're tired enough that they sleep good tonight? And so, you know, we see them at track. But this is another opportunity. You know, they can come in and grab some bikes and go hit the trails.
Awesome.
And just bring them back.
Very good. So learn more about that at the block party. Stop and say hi to track. Learn more about them. They're coming to you at the block party. A great way to intermingle and do that thing there. Now, I think we want to talk next about a huge event because it kind of ties in the bikes a little bit, too.
It does.
Coming up on September 7th.
Yes. So September 7th, we're having our first bike walk Jamestown 2019. And it's a bit, again, I guess, kind of a unique concept, but it's a temporary bike path that we're going to be set up. So we received, Jamestown Parks and Recreation received funding through AARP.
Okay.
For this event, free event from 9 until noon. People don't need to stay for the whole time. It's just kind of come and show up. And really what we're looking is for the community's input. In our Parks and Recreation survey, it was very apparent that the community is looking for connectivity of our trails and paths. We really have some great trails, wonderful paths, but they're not connected to each other. Sometimes it's hard to get to them. And so we're working on that with this project.
Right.
We'll start at track. And we're looking to gather feedback from people about a potential trail that we're looking to establish in Jamestown. Awesome. And what it is it's going to extend the paved multi-use path that runs along 12th Avenue Northeast. So the one that runs to the west of the high school.
Okay.
So that new path that's there. We're looking to extend that to the north. Up Highway 20, and then heading to the west on 19th, that would then connect to the Reservoir Trail.
Awesome. Wow.
So if folks remember, that paved path on 5th Street and 12th Avenue was made possible through a Transportation Alternative Programs grant. Right. In order to write those grants and be successful in them, you need to have community input. You need to have data that demonstrates need and interest.
Right.
And so we're doing this pop-up event to give us that information that we need to be successful in writing for a much larger grant that would establish the, you know, permanent trail. So our pop-up trail will be on Highway 20, but a permanent one would be, you know, in the ditch. In the ditch, off the roadway, you know, in a safer environment. But for this Saturday, we'll be slowing traffic down and have traffic control signs and all of those types of things. So we really just need people to come out and take a walk.
That's all.
Grab
it takes.
A bike, go for a bike ride, and give us your thoughts.
Perfect. So Circle September 7th, we're going to be there too. From 9 to 12. And when we get closer to Amy, you and I will sit down and talk more about that and the importance of that. So like I said, lots of things happening at track. Check out all of their events and more on their website. But there's a couple other things we need to send them off here with Amy. Hiring and lifeguard classes are coming up here too.
Yep. So they go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
So we do have openings for lifeguards. Don't let the fact that you don't have a certification be a barrier. We provide those classes at track. Our next one is coming up October 18th. So looking forward to that, encouraging folks to get signed up. Mm-hmm. If you're a student I believe that that happens to be the teachers' convention weekdays.
Perfect timing.
So you've got some time off from school. You can spend it with us in training. But then, yes, we have got both full-time and part-time positions available at Track now.
Okay.
And in multiple departments. So whether it's learning center or facilities maintenance, custodial, wellness programming, guest services, aquatics. So if you're looking for a couple of hours or maybe all the way up to a full-time job, one thing we are at Track is very flexible. And if you are a good fit for our team, we work to make the schedule work with yours.
There
so
you go. Yeah.
Check out our website, trackjamestown.com. That's T-R-A-C, jamestown.com. You'll learn more about everything we've talked about today, but also we have an employment tab.
Yep.
Has a job description for all of our open positions, and it also has a link to our application right there.
Perfect. Very good. So a lot to digest, as always, when you stop by, Amy, but as much as possible, stop by Track, talk to them about what they have going on, give them a call, go to the website, follow them on Facebook and Instagram. Great ways to just stay connected and contact you if they
yep,
have questions.
Yep, that's right. And, you know, for those that want to talk to someone, give us a call. 952-TRACK, 952-8722.
8722. Very good. And Amy, we'll talk to you again when we get closer to September 7th, okay?
You bet.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.